say, because it's not a lot of the nice, although there is a Russian part of monopoly. But definitely
fine. When the Rosh speaks in Aramaic, it's usually quoting the Rif. The Mimni Yomei the Shiva Shavuei. Midoraisa, excuse me, the Urta, the Chameser, Benisa, Nage Shitzer, 15 going to the 16th, the Chsiv, Usfatam Lachem Yimokhres HaShabbos, the Tanar Abonon, Usfatam Lachem Shtei Sviyo Lecholecha, Pirish, Midlo Chsiv Asafat Lechok, the Chsiv Gabe Shmita, the Hosam Asfira Bebezden, Shei Mevorchem Bechnisas Hashana, Abel Usfatam Lachem, Ashman Sviyo Lecholecha, Vyechem Yimokhres HaShabbos, Yimokhres Yomtov. We know it's the whole 15, the Tzukim and the Purushim. It's Shabbos means Shabbos, and they have like the Christians, they have Pentecost, which always falls out on Sunday. Well, no, that Shabbos doesn't mean Shabbos. Shabbos means Pesach. Why it's called Shabbos, and why is it not called Pesach? Yontif, there's a tremendous literature about it, but it's not for now. We're going to assume that the Purushim are right. Okay? Tanya Nami Hochi. Yom Aviyachem Tisbuch Hamishim Yom Yochel Yiktov Yovi Emes Hashem Yirtzot the Yisbor Tamalama Mihochel Chemesh Vakoma Tochel Yisbor Yochel Yiktov Yisbor Emes Hashem Yovi Tamalama Yom Aviyachem Tisbuch Yochel Yiktov Yisbor Yovi Beyom Tamalama Sheva Shabbosas Tamimas Tiana Emes Hashem Tamimas Bizman Shatamona Miba Erev. What do you mean? If you count at night, if you've counted the entire day, every single day it's broken into two parts. This is the night part and the day part. If you count at night, you've counted the night, you've counted the day. If you count by day, you've counted the day, but you haven't counted by night. So that's not considered to be tmimos, because you're only counting the day going forward, not going backwards. So therefore, I repeat, if you count by night, so you've counted both units, night and day, count by day, you're missing one of the units, it's not called tmimos. Yesh makshin. Fascinating question. Kev in the crowd, the comment is, Ruch HaMishim Yom, Lo Ma'eno Numon and Elatesha Barbon Yom. What a great kash. What a great kash. The Dolch in the Farsh HaPosuk Ani Mochos HaShabbos Shu Yom Chamishim Tisperu. What does it say? Ah, Sheva Shabbos HaStimius Tiena Ani Mochos HaShabbos HaShviyis Tisperu Chamishim Yom means Shu Yom Chamishim Tisperu. They take the word Tisperu, they move it and they postpone it. Ani Mochos HaShabbos HaShviyis Chamishim Yom Tisperu. They take the word Tisperu and they push it 2 words later. They're not going to change the Sefer Torah, Chas V'Shalom. It's as if the Sefer Torah meant not you should count 50 days. Ad Mimochas HaShabbos HaShviyis, which is the 50th day, Ad V'Lo'ad B'Chlal, Tisperu 49 days. Inami, Chamishim Yom Avikraft and Devasreikoi. Ad Mimochas HaShabbos HaShviyis, Tisperu, period. Chamishim Yom Avikraftan. That's even more shver than the previous one. It's wild. That's wild, because the trap doesn't need the pshat fits. This is even a more amazing pshat, but it's not dochuk at all. It's just a chiddush. Came in the course of a behedya shiva shavuos tisbolach, and lispo yosem is shiva shavuos. Ubi tisbu chamishim yom lo kasha midi. The shekain derech hamikra to round it off. Shemagia aminyan leskum asiris pochas achas. Mona also becheshbon asiris. Where do you find it? In the Mashiach Yisrael Nechad. Where do you find it? Kiyotzibo. Kol hanefesh shebeis Yaakov abo mitzrayim shivin. How many were there all together? Add it up. 69. What does Chazal say? Yocheb. 69 and 70. Can our boy yakenu? How many mouths do you give? Everyone knows 39. Round it off. Where else? The mitzvah, the mimni, period. And that's a simple pshat. He says 50 means 50, one less. So he has the kash on the bottom. What about the famous Gemara by Yocheved? He says, whatever, that's pshuto shel mikra. And he goes off, Ephraim Menashe, Gantz, and Mises 33, 32 with Leah. You look on the curve and it sounds like an Arichas Dvarim. That's what he is. Fine. Good. Says about Bichyecha the mitzvah the mimne yomei mitzvah the nishvui. The Rabaye mitzvah the mimne yomei mitzvah the nishvui. Rabbanan very Rashi money yomei vil money shvui. Ameimar money yomei vil lo money shvui. Why? Omar zecher le mikdashu. So Ameimar says the zecher le mikdashu you only do yomei and not shavuos. Very strange. Don't we try to do a zecher le mikdashu similar to what the original mitzvah was? Why is he bedafka leaving out the the Shavuos? It's a very good question. Why is he making a change? We have at the Paskin that you count Yomim and Shavuos. What does that mean? It's a machlokas gedolia rishonim. Is the machlokas between the Amoraim and the Masechta Menachos where the sphere is the rice of the Rabbanim? In which case, Ameimar holds the Zechel and Migdash is the Rabbanim. And Rabbanu Ravashi, who counts weeks as well, holds it as Doraisa. She does a Ramba. Shvius Manas as Doraisa, because it starts in Mochas HaShabbos HaShvius, irrespective of the Korban HaOmer. Others say no. Everyone agrees it's the Rabbana. Zechel HaMikdash. The question is only what kind of Zechel HaMikdash? A Zechel HaMikdash is identical to the original mitzvah and Yomim and Shavuos, or a Zechel HaMikdash is bedavka different. To demonstrate it's a Zechel, they pointedly made a difference that they make it Yomim and not Shavuos, and even though we pass in Yomim and Shavuos, it's still a Zechel HaMikdash. Pirish Ri, V'nira D'Safik HaShecha Yochel Levarich, V'in Tzorach L'Hamten Atchiyei V'adei Laila. Why? Kevin Avi Sveika D'Rabbona. What do you mean Sveika D'Rabbona? He paskins clearly that everyone agrees it's a Zechel HaMikdash. Zechel HaMikdash is Sveika D'Rabbona L'Kula. So therefore you have a right to count in Ben HaShemash. It's V'yod Nira. Adif Tvei Samach L'Hashecha Mishum Tumimus. What do you mean Samach L'Hashecha? Which side? Earlier. Not only is it permissible to count Ben HaShemashes, it's even better to count Ben HaShemashes. Why? Mishum Tumimus. If you count Ben HaShemashes, at least from the time it's Vare Lailu, it's already counted. It's even better to count Ben HaShemashes. Had it been a Daraisa, you couldn't do it. Sveikah Daraisa L'Chumra. It's the Rabbanon. So Sveikah Rabbanon L'Kula, which maybe we wouldn't rely on the Chathchila to get involved in this Sveikah Rabbanon situation. Nonetheless, here in this case, there was a Shas HaTzchak. What's that? You want to count the entire day should be Tumimus? So you look at the Korban HaSan al-Dalit, quotes the Beis Yosef, HaMedak Degim Ein Sofrim Ad Tesek Ochovim V'chein Rolas. Which means Mikir Adin, you can count when Ben HaShemashes. Sveikah D'Rabbanan L'Kula. The Medak Degim waited until it got dark, and V'chein Rolas. Even though it's somewhat of a chesor in the Tumimus, and I count it until later, doesn't matter. Tumimus is counted in terms of units, not in terms of seconds and minutes. As long as you count part of the night, you count a minute before the Osa Shachar. Those are Tumimus. Tumimus means the night unit and the day unit. Not counting seconds. No one said you have to count as soon as you see three stars, you must count right away for Tumimus. No one, I never heard of Shachar. In other words, it was Davening 10 o'clock Mara, right? Still meets in Sphere, am I correct? How can it be? And they still say Sphere after Emes? How can it be? They're saying Sphere at 10:15. It got dark an hour plus before. We don't know from this chumrah to have every single second counted. Tumimus is fulfilled as long as you count any time during the night. Okay.
Why don't we daven Shavuos early?
You're 100% right. The Shavuos late is a chumrah bialma. If you want to daven Shavuos early, someone asked me a question. The parents have a very severely handicapped. Can they make kiddush early on Shavuos? I said yes. It's well known din in Shulchan Aruch. You're supposed to not make an early yontif on Shavuos. Why? Because Tumimus. If you start with the davening early or saying kiddush early, you're taking away from the counting as if it's breaking it up in the middle. That's a chumrah bi'alma. On a simple level, those rishonim who hold, which we spoke about, if you may recall, way back in Elul, in a while already, we spoke about this in the levels of kiddush. We pointed out that according to some rishonim, you're mechuyev to make a bracha before Ben HaShemashos. What's the bracha? Either Davin Mayriv or Kiddush, the Ritva Sheet. Otherwise, you don't fulfill the Sefer Shabbos properly. They would hold, you have to do it on Shavuos too. You can't patch around with these newfangled chumras at the expense of a potential mitzvah that says, all right. We, as I mentioned then, we don't hold for this. We don't make Kiddush, and we don't Davin Mayriv. We know earlier, that's our general custom. We hold as almost de facto, we didn't do Malacha from the time that it's a little before Ben HaShemashos. That itself is a fulfillment of Tosefta. So therefore we can afford to be knackers and to allow them, make sure that the davening on Shavuos is done late. Some people wait, they wait so long, they wait 72 minutes. This Chumah, 72 minutes and Motzim, it's so late, Shavuos, the sun sets, Shavuos. Today, where did the sun set, what, 8:23, 4, 5, something like that, right? You wait 72 minutes, you're not gonna daven Baruch on Shavuos until when? I can't even figure it out. 9:30 something. Until you get home, then you want, what kind of mishmah are you going to have? The mishmah is so short. This whole mishmah bar, until you get home, it's almost not much longer than a regular Seder in the yeshiva. How long is the mishmah already? The Pesikin is very early now. Right? This, sunrise is like 5:20 something, if I'm mistaken, I think. So yeah, until you go home, if you start davening at 9:30 something, you finish davening 10 something, and then you get home, after you eat, you go back. Anyway, so we don't wait so long to daven Marav on Shavuos night. We daven 30 minutes, 35 minutes, whatever it is, which is Meikir Adin, it's already Tetzik HaChav, because she was like, raw. That's when we daven Marav. Maybe the earliest Marav in town on Shavuos. I think so. Every Motzei Shabbos is the latest Marav in town. But I don't, yes, I'm sorry.
Should we be makbid to be makabel Yom Tov Elis Belev or the Peh?
What makabel Yom Tov Elis Belev? So in my humble opinion, there's no such thing. I spoke about that a few months ago. It's one extreme or the other. Either you're like the Ritva, that requires a Kabbalah B'Brocha, either Kiddush or Ma'ariv, right? Or de facto. It's true, the Mishnah Berurah in one place sounds like he's saying that it's an Indian to be makabel B'Peh or Belev until seven Shabbos, otherwise you don't fulfill the mitzvah. Either he didn't mean it, or it doesn't seem to be oiskal. If you look at the Rishon, you don't find that. Find the two extremes, you don't find that. That's what we came up with. I'm not sure if it's true, but that's what we came up with. Fine. We finish Baruch Hashem, Simen Mem, in the Rush. Then we go to Ma'am HaKom, tells us to look at Simen Mem Aleph as well. Ve'echad d'shachach v'lo sofer b'layla kotzah b'lochos gedolos sh'tzofer b'yom. V'chein mashma v'shili misnisin v'perik v'ar v'yishmol. V'tzna'an mitzvah liktzah b'layla v'kitz v'kotzah b'yom. Kosher. Okay, so if you count by day, it's good. If you cut by day, which day? Which day do you mean? Erev Yantif, the 15th, or it means the 16th? You learn, who's learning Menach? Who's learning Daf Yomi? Not Daf Yomi next year. This is Mamash and Daf Yomi, no? It's a little while ago. They passed it, right? No?
Yeah,
but didn't Daf Yomi just, what depth did that?
Yeah, it's like a month ago.
Yeah, so people should still know it. Whatever it is. It's a question of which day it means. We're not going there now. Avol nireiko yidach stamad the perek shem the Megillah. Daf chaf. This Megillah everybody learns, right? Kol alayla kosher tzias omer. V'daki minei the katani layla the midiyom. Ayom layla lo af layla yom lo. I mean, not even me a brish moed katan. I believe the beis dino nino al shnei prokam ha'elu v'hitiru. U'masik avashi hosan the sabak rabbi shmoel. The dorish mal chorish rishus af kosi rishus. Yotzak tzias omer. Shu mitzvah v'dachyo shabbos. The cave and the dach yeshabas and the nixa ella balayla. Kidemucha besof rabbi perk rabbi shmol. The kama hasam visagadai the nixa shalom and kibitzvaso kosher. Amai dach yeshabas liktri me erev shabas. Elami the dach yeshabas alma nixa shalom and kibitzvaso pos. So therefore you can't count when. So there's a non sequitur over here, no? What are we arguing about? The previous day or the next day? One man damas you can count the next day. He's schlugging it up because Ktsira the previous day is no good. The Devil Mepharshim asked this question. This is the Rosh Tosfos. You follow what I'm saying? But he says you need Ktsira Balayla, not Bayom. It sounds like he's saying not the next day. But look carefully, he's saying, no, it's not the previous day. What does that have to do with our discussion? Unless you assume it's Habba Atalia. If it's no good the previous day, it's also no good the next day. And if it's good the previous day, it's good the next day also. Which is not completely clear why it should be so. Fine. Yod Rabbi Yochanan Amar Besukah Daf Lamed Dalet Column Two As the Natias Halach LeMoshe V'Sinai Sobek Rabbi Yishmael Moed Kodin Daf Dalet Ma'ach Chorish V'Shus Tadach Yishabas V'Yod Chi and it means you can't do it before V'Yod Chi Ach Stomad the Megillah Choshev Hilchos and Pesik the Perak Agozel Perak Kamen Avod Azara Gabi Hamish the Mishan Yadu Ola Tachtona Yukachim Shokach Velo Sofar Balayla Yisrael Bayom Below Brocha Can't hurt. But the word of bracha is a chashash bracha levatol. Because of bahag, shem hifstik yomecha v'lo sifir v'lo sofar should be shuv eino sova debina tamimah, the famous bahag. V'yein nir eleri the chol layla v'layla mitzvah b'fnei atzma hi. Implying that according to the bahag, there are 40, that what? All 4 nights is one mitzvah. That's a classical pshat. V'chi mevorachim mevorachim me'umad the tarabana b'koma it's a non-existent brisa, which is probably pointed out somewhere. There is no such Tana Rabbanan.
What does he say?
Hagos HaGriv. What does he say? Lomatzasi b'chol hashas. Uvemechila mikvod beragola b'shochanach arachan tarpat. Ozdal shetzien b'braisa d'bekama d'ochel. Doesn't exist. Doesn't exist. What's a masmachu akra? Sachmu rabbanan. Right? So as they said, it was a Rosh Tevis. Sachmu rabbanan. And the printer said, Tana rabbanan. Okay. His theory is the way the typo came out. Okay? Interesting theory. Fine. So Rabosa, we finished the Rosh, the Simon Mem, and Simon Malav, and Masef Pesachim. Very good. Any questions before we go on? Pasha Pesha, yes.
Three would make, they say to make a bracha if you missed the complete day. The next day, just.
Yeah, they think the Bahag is wild. You'll see Tarsus quotes the Bahag. I asked you to bring a Masef to Megillah. I don't know if you did bring a Masef to Megillah, but I have a Masef to Megillah in front of me. There too, the Bahag is quoted. Rabosai. Adaf Chav Avod Beis. Chav Avod Beis. Baha Kosov. Okay. Tosa Menachas. Samavav. If you give me a Gemara Menachas, there's a Shas right there.
Here.
Well, I'll take the bigger one. You hold on to that one, please. Print is bigger for me. This room has Svarim. We should move to this room. This is a lot of good Svarim over here. We got a bookcase in our room one day. Yeah, I'm still trying to get one. Okay. The Tosis quotes the Bahag, and they end as follows: "V'tema gedolahu v'lo yitachein." That's pretty strong language. It's a tremendous wonder, and it's inconceivable. The whole world knows about this Bahag. It's one of the most famous Bahags in the history. Everyone knows about this, and he says it's tema gedolahu v'lo yitachein. So we'll have to see as we go. Okay. Rabbi said we now turn to the Ran. Let's follow this pattern of the Maral Makomis, trying to first see the text itself before we analyze what we've read. So the Ran is in page Pei in the new print, and the Chav Zayin and the Beis in the old print. He starts off with exactly the same as the Rosh does. Okay. Usfad alimchem kol echad, says the Ran, Garmi Rabbonan, that's a Mesorah, Tahai Usfarta Minyan Mamish, Masha Enke Bishar Sphiris Aksuvus Batar. I got a search engine, look at your computer. Where do you see the shortage of Sofar in the Torah? Anybody know?
Zav.
Zav and Zava, right? We don't have to say Hayom Yom Echad the Shiva Nakiyim. The Rebbe and Shalah did it. Kid you not. The Shalom said that it says this, Sofalo Shivajan Vachatitar, you have to count based on the Tosis in Ksubas. You mean more Ksubas? You know what I'm saying? So we have the luxury of Shas is a tremendous, we should have this. It's unbelievable. Yeah, but this print is so small there. Yeah, big, beautiful, Nardo, Shas. What could be better? So, Ayin Bezim and Aleph, V'sofra lo liatzma, V'im tomar amai ein mevarecha zov al sfirasa, K'mo she mevarechan al sfirasa omer, Doksiv v'sofra. What's going on? Kabroch. V'yeshlom ad ein mevarechin ela biyovel, She mevarechan bezdin b'chol shona, She li'olam yuchal limnos k'seder, V'chein omer. Avol zova, Shem tira tistar, Ein lo limnos. It's only a technical reason. A woman counts 4 days, and then she sees dam, she has to start counting all over again. Sounds like it's a chashash brocha levatala. That's the only reason. It says the shalach kodesh. Okay, so pshat and tosis is you have to count. My wife has to count. Hayom yom rishon l'shiva nakiyim. Hayom l'shen l'shiva nakiyim. Should make a brocha because you may see dam. She sees dam on the third day. She has to count all over again. So on what would have been day 4, she starts again. Hayom yom rishon l'shiva nakiyim. So the shalach got an impression. Told his Rebbetzin she has to count 7 days of Shiva Nakiyim before she goes to the mikvah. So they said about the Shalah, says the Chazal, on the Pasuk, Oev Kesef, Lo Yisba Kesef, Oev mitzvahs, lo yitzvah mitzvahs. Shalom love mitzvahs. He created a new mitzvah which he never heard of before in history or since. As a woman has to count, sfira, bepeh, the shiva nekiyim. No one in the world holds him. We just got through singing in Iran. We rabbanan the high sfarad minyan mamish masha ain kain b'shar sfira saksuvas b'torah. Enough of Iran against the shalom. Presumably the shalom knew the Iran, but he held Tosis sold against the Iran. Presumably, yes. By Yovel, right. Yovel says he. The Ran says by Yovel. What about Yovel? Maybe Yovel also not.
Seems
to say
not, right?
Seems to say that you don't count by Yovel either. There's no Gemara. No Gemara. Don't say they make a bracha on Yovel. The Tosis says you make a bracha on Yovel, no? And Revochen Elabi Yovel, Shemavochen Bezim Bechoshana. Today is the first year of Yovel, the second year of Yovel. I mean, I never heard of any Bezim doing it today. But I can argue we no longer have a Bezim Migash. We no longer have Yovel at all, according to the Besorah of the. Of the Gaon. We don't have Yovel since Chuban Abayis. I don't know. But the Zava, again, Shem Tiratis to Ein Lo Limnos. So what do you mean Ein Lo Limnos? The Shalach Kodesh has to mean to Ein Lo Limnos, she shouldn't make a bracha, but otherwise she should count. And the rest of the world assumes, no. It means she doesn't have to say the words at all. The Sphira Shivan Akiyim is by doing a Bedika each and every day. A woman has a Bedika each and every day. That is her fulfillment, l'chadchila, of her safra law. But it is required, l'chadchila, that she check herself every single day of the Shiva Nekiyim. This is the halacha based on this sugya. It's true, it says that if the Eved, if a woman counted only day one and day seven, and some even more makel, that it's okay, but it's not l'chadchila. When you get married, mitzvah, you may got to have a kalosh, or the kalah teacher told me, I don't have to check day one and day seven. Tell the kala teacher is wrong. The mechilas kvod taros of the kala teacher. That's been the eved. But the chadchila, a woman should count each one of the 7 days. She should do a bedika. And the pashup shav itself means the bedika. You don't have to say a word. The bedika itself is the counting. Ein lo limnos doesn't mean ein lo limnos bebracha. Ein lo limnos klal. There's no need to say a single word. Oh, take a look over here. Look in the mesoras hashas. If you have, you don't have enough ksubas. Ayin mishalah, b'shar osio, staf kufal, shekosesh, efshe shuto, sofer, v'tzorach loma, ein lo levorich. Come on. Just to make a new mitzvah, he changed the word ein lo levorich, ein lo levorich. Oye, mitzvahs, lo yitzvah mitzvahs. V'sheichad, they say by the shalom. He loved mitzvahs more than anybody we know loves money. And you love money, you know your apostle loved him, because sheichad yavani chacham. He loved mitzvahs so much, he wants to make a Torah sofer, ein lo levorich, ein lo levorich. What kind of Torah sofer? That was a Shalach Kodesh. She was so holy. You should be Zeicha to learn a little bit of his holiness, even though you don't pass like him when it comes to Sphere Shiva Nekiyim. Okay? Printed on the side. Not much on the side. Suba Safayan Bezim and Alf. Okay? So, beautiful thing to see. Okay. Baiter in Iran. Okay. We're going to skip a little bit in Iran. In my print, I'm skipping to the page. Pei Aleph. Hapirish Anocha B'mitzvah. It's like a new sub-paragraph over here. The page Pei Aleph. You have the old print. I don't know. It's a bit of the way into paragraph Umba Chavina. Hapirish Anocha B'mitzvah L'mimni Shavui. Hainu B'tashlum Kol Shavua V'Shavua. You count today's 1 till 7. Shavu Echad. 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. It's plain. 14. It's 2 Shavuos. Not that today's 8, which is Shavuach of Yom Echad. Where does that come from? Ava Barova Mekoma Sechmiru Al Atzma Lom Ava Hayu Chol Yom Yom Kach V'Kach Loma Sheheim Kach V'Kach Shavuos V'Yomim. That's not what we say. We have the word La'omer at the end. They have Hayom Shmona Yomim La'omer Sheheim Shavuach of Yom Echad. Because that's just a Chumrah. Rav Mefarshim Askinu L'Sfira Soma Achshav D'lek Avo Lo Korman Eina Ela Midirabonim B'Yalma Zech L'Miglish B'Yalma B'Armei Me'en Hosam Zeichel and Mikdash B'Almu, and even though we pask and you say what? You say Yom HaMen Shavuos, it's still Zeichel and Mikdash. We don't argue that point. The Rambam argues. It's not since Gufa the Machlokes, and since we pask and we'll skip a little bit. Aval Rambam, see the next paragraph, skip one paragraph. Kosa Perigzainich Timinim Halach of Dalin, Shemitzvah Zul Shal Sphira Sa'omim Mutelas Al Kolishvish V'Yisrael B'chol Mokom V'chol Zman, V'mashli the Sphira the Amema Lohavi Mone Shavuay Yehuda Sphira Zeichel and Mikdash B'Almu. The Ficha Chayam Paul the Asim and Ashvus. Abul Inach Rabbanah the Havimani Yom Shvui the Kaimel and Kavasayu. Svirlu d'smana zeh d'oraisa. Had it been zekel l'meishah, she wouldn't have done it exactly the same way. If I cared, it should make it different. Let's pick out the paragraph that we skipped. Uva hagoda. It's a medrash hagoda. Gam kein amr b'shoa shama ben Moshe b'tafdunas alokim al har hazeh. Amr lo Yisrael Moshe Rabbeinu ema seh avodazu. Amr lo mesob chamishim yom. Tafdun, with a big nun. Right, 50 days. Not every day, the first day. As long as the first day is early and the last day is late, it's Tremis. This Chumrah first day is parallel to the Chumrah that we have to bring Shavuos in late. Because we have the full 49 days. But day 8, day 40, whatever you want to do, then you can count whatever you want. K'day sheshiva shabbos is Tremis legami. Ve'en tenochon. Sheyachnis atzma besofik lechatchila. Talking about the cool is only a b'diavad. Imish and tmimis, ain lahach me b'tmimis b'zman hazeh shum b'drabanan. Fei misfira d'oraisa when they couldn't do it b'ben hashmoshes because it was sfeka d'oraisa l'chumra. Elakol shasofa b'alayla even a minute before the osa shachar tmimis karmina. You have both units, the night unit and the day unit. Skip the next paragraph. We did it. Ready? Kosev mar yudo is al. This quote in the Bahag. Demand low money, Omer Balel, Yokama low money, Mishar Lelos, Pirish, Dimishim Dabin and Tamimis. Ava Bishar Lelosa, Hechad low money, Meurta, money, me mama. The first night, it must dafka be by night. All other 48 next subsequent days, it's not, you know, it can even count the daytime. Because the Tamimis is only the first night. As we saw before, only the first night should be in the Shemash, according to those sheets. Only the first night, dafka be must be done by night. But days 2 to 49 can be done by day, can be done by day. As well. Rav Haizal, Cholek, Romer. Dimishim Deboy Tmimis, Shochach B'yechad Ayomim, Nami Choser HaMinyan. If that's true. L'fichach Romer, Shem Lo Sofer B'Layla, Sofer B'Yom. You can always count by day. Again, I told you this sphere is Erev Yom. This is the next day. This is Erev. Leil Tezayin, not Machmas Tezayin, but anyway, since we all about Italian. Av Rabbi Yitzchak Omer, Shein Sofer B'Yom. Who must listen to the Sofer Perek Rabbi Shmuel Lesser, the Kalan Mastamas is the Megillah, the Kotoni, Kolalayla Kosher, the Tzirasa Omer, the Hosam, so Rabbi Shmuel, my Sinalo, Arminanalo, my Adiyom, Balaylalo, after Laila Beyomlo, Alma Nixa Beyom, Puzzle, the Kerry, the Tzirah Psulux, Beyom, Sfirami Lesser Beyom, the Hobo Talia, at the time of Bryce of Liliel, Yochol Lixa Beyovi, and Master Shir, to Yisbatam and Lomar. Fine. This is ridiculous. Fine. Good so far, everyone so good? We'll come back to all this in a minute. Kosa b'sefer amor. She'shol in matam ein omen's man b'sfiras ha'omer. No shechiyonu. V'yod ma'atam ein onu sofrim below brocha b'yom t'v'sheni shel Pesach kidarmina b'suko. What do you mean? On the first day of a week called Sphere, we should say Hayom Yom Echad Loma without a brocha. Why? We're making a seder that night. We're eating a kazai smatzal, a kazai smar, a chila smatzal, a chila smar, kiddush, sfeka the yoma. It's a suffix tetzvav. It's the day before the Sphere. You can't do that. Tata the sasri. Is the marshal Shvi Shmini Savik Shvi Mesav Yasvinan Bruchi Lama Varchinan? Mesha Birchas Hasuka Omedes Kineged Kiddush Hayom, right? Because you can't say Yom Shmini Chag Atzeres Hazeh and make a bracha Leishah Besuka. The Tad of the Sasri. Hachinami Birchas Omer Omer is connected to Kiddush Hayom. You can't get to make Kiddush. You make a bracha on Sfira. You should omit the bracha of Sfira and say without a bracha on the first day. V'nimni mimni v'lo livrich v'ruchi. V'yod ma'atame non asov and shtei Sfiras misavet k'mosh and osm shnei yom tov misavet. Each and every day should count two Sfiras. First day, Hayom Echad. Second day, Hayom Echad, Hayom Shneyom. Third day, two and three. Every single sphere until 49 should have a Sveg of the Yoma. The last will be 48, 49. Who's Al Heshiv? Kev on the sphere is Oma Eno El Zecha B'Alma Adachi Pasik Nevi Duchte B'Menachas Hamei Mamani Yoma V'Lamani Shvui Oma Zecha L'Mikdashu. It's just a minig b'yalma. It's not really required. Abalatinos man shechianu ein lanu. It's only a zechel amikdash. There's no shechianu on a zechel amikdash. Let's do a kasha. Ask me a kasha. Where do you have a shechianu zechel amikdash? Where do you have it? Lulav, correct. If the first day of Sukkot falls out on Shabbos, you take lulav for the very first time on Sunday. Zechel and Mikdash, you make a Shechiyah? What's he talking about, the Balamor? Doesn't the Balamor know? Make Shechiyah on Sunday when Sukkot falls out on Shabbos? Pashtus is only a Zechel and Mikdash, Pashtus. They only took the lulav one day, Bimedina. That's what he says.
Well, maybe there's a concept of lulav midaraisa still, but there's no concept of Zechel.
Very good. Possible.
As he goes on, there's a tikkuli hanah by the lulav that's supposed to be
That's a different svar. We'll see so. Very good. The honor shein mon and yom mashvus minig v'yadeno again. No shechiyon. V'yod shlomat tzinut birchas man al bedava sheish b'shem hanah. Konatilas lulav shibal as simcha utki ashovel as zikar l'vinish b'shem mayim u'mikur megillah dechas rachmona alon u'pakina. Opinion of Benjamin Varavi, Ben Shechion of Ishiotz, and Misavik Nafel. Kosha Yem Shlojnov and Leno Nafel. Spheres all my angels, Echel Shemano, the Agmas Nefesh. The Churban Base Mavayenu. That's it. Since it's said, there's no Shechion. Fimar will be Shmini Savik Shvi, Shal Sukkah. Meisiv yasvina bruchal amavarchinan shalot tava bircha bracha mikoach yomtiv sheni to sukkah shumid rabbana v'tak yomtiv rishon shel shmini shel chag which is doraisa shu amid kenegda so the doraisa wins u'mishamachi yasvina nevel amavarchinan you may not make leisha besukkah which is going to be a steer to the yomtiv doraisa shmini atzeres aval onu fakert. Heich nakar bruchas sviras omav yom tov sheni the rabbanon shomet kenegda loasi the rabbanon v'dochi daraisa. The fact that yom tov sheni of pesach which is din the rabbanon cannot knock out sviras which is at least in theory daraisa. Now it's the rabbanon, but the principle is daraisa. Hilchach monon mavoch. Shine. What about two spheres? V'imbanu lispor shtei sviras misavik nimsa sviras shnei mosheches ad yom tov rishon shel shatzeres. 49 in the first night Shavuos, Vasil is Elzuli on the Rishon Daraisa. Hilchach Ein Lano Elama She Nahagnu. Vamakom She Nogu Shlo Liminos Shavuos B'Chol Yom V'Yom Ad Malos Hashavuos B'Sof Kol Shavuos Kena Minega Yof. Ad Kan the Rap. We don't follow that. We all do sphere. We count the weeks even in the middle of the week. Ad Kan the Rap. I ask you to see two other sources before we go on. One is the Shulta Giborim, and one is the Ravid. See the Ravid first. Ravid is very cryptic. Balamor, a whole bunch of questions. How many questions did the Balamor ask? How many questions? Number one, why is there no Shechiyanu? Number two, why don't we count without a bracha on the first day? Because it runs up against Yom Tov Sheni of Pesach. And then he asks, we should count two spheres every single day. He has three questions, all powerful questions, says the rabbi with the wave of a hand. She'elos hayolodim heima. Mama was in kindergarten. She'elos hayolodim heima. It's unbelievable. Okay, so what's the answer? Utshuvas Hashela Azol She'en Kan Chashash Amidas HaBrocha Kineged Kedushas Hayom. Why not? Kishiyesh Lefoneinu Kamayomim V'yein Heker Lekovo B'shish Osar B'Bircha Sefiroso. Shim Kain, you told me that the Brocha of Al Sefiras Omer is a contradiction to the Sfeik of the Omer of the first day of Pesach. Av Sefiroso below Brocha Pogmoso. Even a sphere without a bracha is going to be pogamit. Sharei eno orim hayom yom echad laomer. Vehi edus the shisha osar. Vanu nogim bo dushes tesvav. Not the same as a sukkah. A sukkah, we sit in the sukkah. You can sit in the sukkah today also. You can sit in the sukkah in Chodesh Sivan. Especially if it's nice weather like today. So if the sitting itself is not such an out and out stira to the Kedusha Shmini Atzeres, as opposed to saying the magic words Hayom Yom, we shall know Omer. Those days, that pronunciation itself, without a bracha, is already a contradiction to Yom Tov Sheni of Pesach. V'yod she'acha she'siso kodesh lo tasenu chol amrinan. What does that mean? You make it kodesh. You make a bracha of what? Of what? Of what? Of asher of Yom Shmini Chag Atzeres Hazeh, and they make a bracha Mekadosh Hazman, it's Yom Tov Shmini Atzeres, you can no longer make a chol into Hashanah Rabbah. Aval acha shat tasenu chol otasenu kodesh lo shlo amina shrevi hekdesh liolam bo hakodesh liolam bo achar chol. So if you count Rabosai, if you count first Sfiras HaOmer and then you'd make Kiddush afterwards, it's no problem. No problem at all. First comes the Chol, then comes the Kodesh. Interesting, in Shul, on the second night of Pesach, who's in Shul, second night Pesach? Who's in Shul? Okay. So what do? We make the Sfira when the Sfira is before the Kiddush. We don't have it not to make Kiddush in Shul on Pesach. But the Sfira is before the Kiddush. So what does that mean? So the Ravid is saying, Acha Shatis Chol, by saying Sfira, you can make it Kodesh, no problem. Adkan, the Shelos Torim, which the Ravid is. It's the famous Dvar Avram, answering the question, why do we count Sfeika the Yom by Sfira? This is based on the Tosus of Rosh in Mesechta Bava Metzia on Davov. We was talking about the counting we just had a few weeks ago in the parasha about Meiser Behema. Count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So what if it's a Sufek, Kovetz, Echem, and Amunir, go here, there, but a whole story. The question is, why do we follow the Rove and count based upon the Rove? So the Rosh there says, no, yeah, Siri Vada, it has to be for sure. If there's any suffix, it's not called a counting. You can't count if you're not sure. Counting means, by definition, certainty. So therefore, there's no way you can count Sfira today. It's day one, day two, day three, day four, day five, day six. Devar Avram, the Kovner of the last Kovner of the Devar Avram, he said this word based on the Tosfos Rosh. Fascinating answer to the kasha of the Baal HaMor.
So the Rosh must also hold that you can't. I guess maybe the Rosh would also hold that you can't have the Zav, and the Zav wouldn't have to count also, because we see in the Mishnah and Erechin that there is a concept of Safek, sphere Safek of
You're saying in a Raya, since every time you count a Zav and Zav, you're never sure it's going to be a full count.
Or I mean that we see that there is a case in the Mishnah and Erechin.
Oh yeah, the famous Toa. You can have go to the mikvah 70 times. That's okay. One more source here before we, in effect, close the Gemara's of Psachim and see other sources. That is the Shulta Gibor. Shulta Gibor. It's page Os Aleph, the only one on the page, and in page Chav Zayin, the old Gemara's Amud Beis, it's Sifkat Gimel. Okay. Shulta Gibor. Kosav Atur. Taminigu lispa kach biyom rishon omer yom yom echad ad shemigya l'shiva yom. V'yoz yom yom shiva yom shem shvu echad. V'yom shmini yom yom shmona yomim shehein shvua echad v'yom echad. Doesn't even say the word l'omer. Where should the word l'omer be? Should it be l'omer? Should it be b'omer? Doesn't say. The Rani used the word l'omer, and he had the word l'omer earlier before you mentioned that it is shvu echad v'yom echad. That's not aminig. Aminig is to put the word l'omer at the very end. Fine. Fine. Look at this fascinating Rav Yo. Tells where to find it. Psachim Simen Tov Kuf Chavav. Someone tomorrow bring up the Rav Yo from Rav Dablitsky. He's the son of the Rav Dablitsky quoted on Thursday. What a beautiful Rav Yo. We've had it a few times. If you bring it up on my desk, I want to see it inside. Gives you a Simen number. Tov Kuf Chavav. Hegel the Pesach v'Omar Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Adata Delema Hayom Yom Arba Shusav Hashem Arba Yomim. He thinks it's the fourth day in the Yom. He's about to say four. All of a sudden he says, "No, it's not four. It's five. Gvav, they made a mistake." V'Siem Chamisha V'En Chamisha Inam Yipcha Hayom Arba Pesach Adata Delema Arba V'Ta V'Siem B'Chamisha. Mistarba de Batavayo lo nafik. De bin a psima v'chasima vad. If he says it wrong, avad is not yotze. But if he thought it wrong, why shouldn't you be yotze? Why not? Why shouldn't you be yotze? We'll see soon. Yemeni odeya v'pozach adata de l'saim bo kamo shishma mechaver or from the chazen. V'shosak ad shishma mechaver v'sim kamo yotze. De psima v'chasima ikka. Ad kan. V'tzarachi yon. What does that mean? Look in the Mordechai, we'll see soon. If you have shchilik bein hecha sheikur d'oraisa, ki yocha gabi sfiras omer, u bein dova sheikur d'rabonon, ki ahi perakamah d'brochos. He threw in a keyword. What's the keyword he threw in? Ikro. So sfiras ikur d'oraisa, because Mizman HaBayis was d'oraisa. So Sfeka the Raisa L'chumra, you have to, this is an unresolved question. If you think the wrong thing when you start the bracha and you finish it correctly, are you Yotze or not? Unresolved by the Raisas were Machmir, the Ravonas were Mekel, says the Shilti Achidash Nifla. Equal the Raisa were also Machmir. So the wrong thing in mind when you said Baruch Atah Hashem L'keinu Melech Olam, you had in mind four and you ended up five, which is correct. You got to count all over again. All over again, yes.
I mean, is the Raviyah Shitasa that he holds that the bracha is part of the Sfira?
Ooh, you're ahead of me. You're ahead of me. Very good. You're 100% correct. 100% correct. So Mordechai is saying that the Rav Yo had a different text. You must have seen it in some of the Maamakomas. The Rav Yo's text was Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Asher Kedushanu Sasav Tzivanu Al Sfiras Omer She Hayom Yom Echad Lomer, etc. It was part of the original text. Where'd you see that? How do you know? Ruach HaKadosh?
I heard it from Rabbi's.
Oh, you heard it from me. Yeah, correct. The Rav Yo is the Shitasa. Because the question the Mefarashim asks against the Rav Yo is, wait a minute, it's not comparable to the case in Brachas. In Brachas, Daf Yud Bey is a famous Gemara. I thought it was wine, it was beer, I made a mistake, I started saying, I plan to finish with Bar Pragofen, thinking that it's wine, turns out that it's beer. So I switched quickly to Shakal Ni Yibidvar, so Shakal is a good or no good, according to Rashi. Bishlama there, you started the Bracha thinking the wrong thing. But over here, on a simple level, the bracha ends with the word Al-Sfiras Omer. You got it 100% right. The bracha you got right, it's only the mitzvah you didn't get right. What does that have to do with Rashi and Brachas Afyud Beis? The answer is, the Rav Yo holds that the text of the bracha of the mitzvah is one. Baruch, Al-Sfiras Omer, Sheh, with a shin. Sheh Hayom Yom Echlam, it's all one big bracha. So in fact, he started off the bracha with the wrong thing in mind. Very good. That's what Rav Ola Shitos. Yes.
You say the Balmor would also agree that the bracha is part of the mitzvah.
Where do you see that?
Because Balmor says the only reason that you can say a bracha on Leil Seder, even though we're makpid for Yom Tov Sheni, is you don't want to be oker the Doraisa. So you don't have to count sphere, but don't say a bracha.
Good question. Maybe. I can't prove it right or wrong. Maybe. I don't think. It'll be a chiddush. Maybe you're right. Okay, Rav Ola said, so far so good. So far so good. So now I asked you to see the Mordechai and Megillah. I'm not sure if our screen works behind us, if I can activate it. No computer?
No.
How do you get that computer to go with this thing? It's too complicated? We essentially say this room is a better room for the screen, so let's take advantage.
Have you ever used this with a Maze?
Yes, we've used it. It does work. But it could be something disconnected.
Is that a button?
There's something on the wrist.
Oh. There you go. Look at this. Is this a better screen, no, than the one we have in the room?
Yeah,
it's more advanced?
It's more clear.
Only one problem. They don't give the Rebbe his little monitor in the front. I have to turn around. Okay, I'm willing to turn around. But let's get the Mordechai. How many guys? Who has Gemara McGill in front of him? Almost nobody. So we'll look together in this. You know what? I'm gonna look at my Gemara. You guys look at the screen, and then I'm gonna look at the Gemara. Mordechai Megillah Siman Tov. Tov Gimel. Music and sphere. Shlosh to make Bali regular. I have to play music. Are we on?
Man at work?
Man at work.
Try yours.
Not for students, this. Who's it for? Okay, forget about it. I don't want you to do anything illegal here and break the machine or anything there. Okay. So, not shy, right? You know, first of all, maybe our room is open. We can go into the room.
They came up. It is open.
It is open? If you, let's go into the room. So no? Did I can hear better?
No,
it relaxes here. Okay. We'll listen.
We'll listen.
Okay. So we'll try to say the Torah's about Pet today, and we'll try to postpone some of the Torah Shavuot for tomorrow. How's that? So we'll be able to see it better inside. So Rabosai, let's analyze this famous Din of the Bahag. We saw it already, that we saw it inside, we saw it here, the Rosh, the Ranul Klodim. If you miss one day, then you cannot continue. Who has a Shulchan Aruch here? That everyone has, no? That everyone has a Mishnah Berurah? That's going to suffer. Wow. I really like the movies. So everyone has a Mishnah Berurah, or can look on a Mishnah. There's probably a Mishnah Berurah back there too. You took it already. Okay. It's working?
Impressive.
What happened?
It doesn't want
magic,
you all,
man.
Oh.
I recently.
You pulled some special button?
No, just restarted.
You think he earns a big bucks for nothing? He's just a magician. It's supposed to be the Mordechai?
It's going to take a while.
It'll take a while. Alright, so let's open the Mishnah Berurah. Meanwhile, when the Mordechai comes up, we'll switch gears. It's up already? No. Okay, let's open the Shulchan Aruch. Siman Tov Pei Tes. There's a lot to see in Shulchan Aruch. Just if I ask you to see Sif Aleph through Ches. Sif Aleph through Ches. That's 8 Sifim. By that time, the screen should be already lit up. This should be the Mechaber. Bilel Sheni, Achat Tfilas Arvis, Maschilin Lispor Omer. Vim Shochach Lispor Betchilas Alayla, Holech Vesofer Kol Alayla. What do you mean Shochach? Goes to the 10 o'clock Marav, and why are you? We're going to Shochach. Get an impression from the Shulchan Aruch, you're supposed to really do it right after Marv. And I used to know those days they daven Marv right away. Mishabur says you do it before Aleinu. You're supposed to do it earlier. Tamimas Tiyena. Mamash, they used to daven. I want you to do Sphere before Marv. What's the answer? Do Sphere before Marv. It says Gachavim, it says Baruch Hu. Say Sphere before Marv. What would the simple answer be? Tada Vishena, Tada Kodim, okay? But before Aleinu, that's what it says. Fine. Mishnah Berurah Gimel, Maschilin. V'noshim v'avodim p'turos v'mitzvah zu. Tavim mitzvah sasei, shazman gromo. Who said so? Aleph? Poskim. What do you mean poskim? You need poskim to tell you that? What do you mean poskim? Everyone knows that women are potter. The answer is Rebbe said the Ramban in Kiddushin Lamedal, it says women are chayiv in Sfiras Omer. It's not as man grom. Rebbe was so perplexed he thought it was a tall sofer. It says Beferish Ramban. So the Achronim have a whole series of pshatim as to why it's according to the Ramban it's not Zman Groma. The simplest one is as follows. Zman Groma, if it depends upon time as such. Here, the mitzvah doesn't depend upon time as such. It depends upon Akrovas Omer. From the time you bring the Omer, which is an action, this starts the time to count. It's true that the Omer is brought on a certain day, but it's only indirectly called Zman Groma. Oh, we're on? Tough Gimel. It's only indirectly called Zman Groma because it goes through a different medium, the medium being the Korban HaOmer. As such, according to the Ramban, it's not Zman Groma. Says the Shulchan Aruch, says the Mishnah, but we don't pass like the Ramban, we pass and it's considered to be Zman Groma. And the question, am I on? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Kosav Magan Avraham Miu for Shavi Alayu Chova, that the moment the women all counted Sphere. Rabbi also by show of hands, your mother, your sister, they count Sphere. Who says yeah? Who has they count Sphere? Yes, where they do not count Sphere.
I don't think my mother counts
Sphere. No, okay. It's Chelukim and Hagim here in this very room, whether they. The majority of the women are counting Sphere, like the Magen Avraham. Whereas the minority are still following what these Medina Seinu, Lo Nagi Nashi Klal Lispar, is in the Medinas of the Prichodesh. Nashi Paturis didn't quite a minute to do it. Chayotim said that there's no such meaning. Bukhe Yosef, I don't have the Bukhe Yosef. Is there a Bukhe Yosef somewhere? I think there's a Bukhe Yosef in this room. Right there. Give me the one on Hilchos Sphere. He says, I am Bukhe Yosef, much closer to Bezeh. We should take a look what he says. While the Bukhe Yosef is coming, we'll turn to the Mordechai. It's a multimedia presentation, Rabbi Yosef. Svaria we have movies, everything. Let's see some highlights of the Mordechai. Some of the things we already saw already in the various places we saw in the Rosh and the Ram, but some things are new. Okay, I'm skipping the first part. Okay, he has adds a word. Af balayla yom de basrei posel. Yom de basrei. The word basrei is a critical word because in the tzira, it's as such. It's talking about the yom of the kamei. Ukfar sholer Rabbi Yaakov Rabbi Yochai. Everyone see it? Everyone to read it? Yeah, I'm looking. I'm not turning around. Mishal obirich balayla mal shivarach bayom veheshiv. Look at this now. Schar sfira yavinale. Schar svira bismana lo yavinale. What does that mean? So, who knows what Gemara is basing himself on?
Brachos.
What does it say in Brachos?
That by Kriyashma, is it Kriyashma or
Tfila? Tfila. Right, what it says, Tfila what? If you daven when?
Before
Arba Shos, it's Tfila bismana. Afterwards, Schar what? Schar Tfila yavinale. Schar Tfila bismana lo yavinale. It's the same thing over here. If you count by day, schar sfira yavinalei, schar sfira v'zmanalei. What does that mean? Ein adav yadua im amal lahem lispar lemachar ulevarech o lispar belobroch. It's not clear if a person was an account by day, Rabbi Osai, what does lemachar mean? Lemachar means that day or lemachar means the next day? How do you read? You have those words in front of you, just as I do. What does Lamacha mean? Does Lamacha mean that very daily accounting? Is that when Rav Yaakov or Yaakov had this question? No. For sure without a bracha. Because Schar Tfila was Sphir Bezman Lavinaleh. He wants about the next day he can count with a bracha based upon the Bahag. How do you read the Rav Yaakov or Yaakov? How do you read it? If you don't know, it's a good sign. I also don't know. Okay. Rav Yohomar. Devadai ki lo birich balayla lo yavarach biyom. Mishum bracha levatolim. So you get the impression from the Hemshech HaDvarim that the shadow we had before was whether you count, you forgot last night, you count right now with a bracha or not. They weren't sure. And the Rav Yoh weighs in on it. That's for sure not. It's a bracha levatola. Avamona below bracha. Rebbeinu shel olam. Mona below bracha. Isn't the Rav Yoh who said what, Mordechai?
That the sphere is part of the...
The sphere is part of the bracha. What do you mean mona below bracha? Do you make kiddush without a bracha? Do you bench without a bracha? According to the Rav Yoh, we just got through saying that the mitzvah of Sfiras Olam is the bracha. So what are you saying? You count the next day without a bracha. Zachpile ploim. Hold on. The lulei shekosha b'yenav lachak al halachas gedolos hayom levarach b'yom kehid perek tfilas ha-shachar tov lo spal al arvaz mispal al shachar v'shtayim tashlumen v'davke b'shachar v'lo b'bitl k'damin ha-hosim. He wants a new word. The ikas man is at night and by the day is tashlumen. But tashlumen you can make a bracha. If you daven marv with 18 brachas, we have tashlumen. These are all very vilde zachen. That's why you see the Mordechai inside. You don't see these things in the other sources. We'll have to try and analyze it a little bit later. Then he quotes the Gemara with the wine, with the beer, right? Kasa the shuchar biyodei because of a chamra. He thinks it's wine. Pasach adad the chamra. Baruch ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. Is it right to say Baruch? Oh, shakal yibin baruch. That's Girsus Rashi and Baruchas Avi Beis. Pesiyim is the shuchah shakal. Basa psicha zina and v'lo yotza. Odima basa chasim zina v'yotza v'lo ifshita. We can dig the Rabbeinu Avi Ezri, which we saw in the Shulta Giborim. Teheicha dekoy beheyom and v'kosav Hashem arba. Pasa rubirich adada de arba v'siyim behey. Inami lehepech lo yotza. Hol v'lo ifshita azina lechumra. V'chozer mavarech v'sofer kilchoso. Kideberek misha meso. Dom Rav Yudah Mashmul Sofek Kora Krishma Sofek Lo Kora Eino Chozav Vekore Sofek Omer Emes V'yatav Sofek Lo Omer Chozav Vekosav Krishna Rabban Emes V'yatav Doreis V'chozav Emes V'yemes V'yema Baruch Levatola Hachinami Sfiras Yom V'Doreis V'y Paskins Chozav Mavarech V'sofer. And since this is a Doreis, the unresolved question in Baruch Asaf Yud Beis is resolved the Chumra Sfek Doreis Okos of Rav Yoh. As we saw in Shilte, Shemena Yodeh Cheshbon Yomim V'Data Levarach L'Sang Moshe Yishma Min Hakolo Mechaverov V'Data Dachi Pasul V'Shav V'Siyim Ash Yishma Hayom Heimeno V'Chein Siyim Kamu Achareim D'Chegad N'Dopik D'Vas D'Psicha V'Chsiyim Ika. Because you hedge your bets at the beginning. Since you hedge your bets at the beginning, that's fine. That's fine. Okay. The rest we already saw in Iran. I'm not going to repeat it. But I want you to see the text of Rabbeinu Ephraim of the Rav Yoh inside. Ad kam, we're finished with the Rav Yoh. Now we go back to the Mishnah Berurah. So the Mishnah Berurah said that there's a question, two different customs with respect to women. You're supposed to look and see what the Birkei Yosef says. Okay? Birkei Yosef is a chidah. Everything he says is very important. What did the chidah say in this respect? Simon Tov Pei Tes, a long day of Birkei Yosef. It's humongous. Let's take a look over here. Tov Pei Tes. What? Humongous introduction. It's pages and pages and pages. It has nothing to do with Sfiras Olam. Oh, he finally gets to literally 13 pages after he starts, he's talking about the dinner. So it's all about the Sfira D'Oraisa, the Rabbanan, and the Chodosh, and okay. Right away, he starts over here with the Balamoros Kasha, which we're not going to go into right now. Oh. Looking over here to find the din of women, but I'm not finding it. If you have the new Mishnah Berurah, they tell you the Oz Vahar, they tell you exactly where the Birkei Yosef is found. So I'm looking and looking and looking, and I'm not finding it. I don't know where I would look. Should have been right over here. Nashim Pturus, at the very end. Mamash, the very end. Nashim Pturus Besvira. The Kenkas of Araya Mehem, the Rambam. The Kenkas of Araya Mehemna, Pasha said, I need a Raya Mehemna. I need a Zohar to tell me what the Rambam said. What's he bringing Zohar for? I guess in certain parts of the world, Zohar is more important than the Rambam. He won't comment. V'chenu marash shararye b'ksav yad u'mori lingo b'ksav yad iru al nashim shesofros. I think it's talking about Kabbalah. That's what I think. V'li nired inoagos b'lulav v'chayotzik rabbein atam. If they take lulav, which in your house, does a woman take a lulav, yes or no? Who said, who, where, no? Only your svardim. I can take a lulav that I know about. So he says, so I guess when the Sharatzia said, look in the Birkayos, he meant two things. One, in Kabbalah they shouldn't do it. And one in Nigla, they dafka should do it. The same as by Lulav. Of course, the question becomes, what's the downside? Here's where we start talking. What, if anything, thank you for the Birkayos, if you can please put it back. Well, we'll put all this front back later. What's the downside to count Sphira? So we'll take a look over here and see what it says. Kosta b'seva shulchan shlomo, t'yal kol ponim lo yavorchu. Even if women count, they should not make a bracha. Why? To bevada yitu b'yom echot. They're going to certainly make a mistake in a day. So what? V'gam al pirov einem yodim perish hamilas. Oh, that's a low blow. They don't know Hebrew? That's not rocket science Hebrew. They don't have to be in, Migdal Oz to know what the Hebrew means in the Brach of Sfiras Omer. It's elementary Hebrew. Apparently in the diet of the Shulchan Shlomo, which was a couple hundred years ago in Europe, women didn't know Hebrew, period. Today they do know Hebrew, that's for sure. Everyone knows, almost every woman knows Hebrew to them. The from women who went to school, they all know the Hebrew. That's
not really very close to them.
They don't, even the men don't know Hebrew inside. Mered
nor
Yiddish. Mered nor in Yiddish. Mekemen mer metonish. Red in Lashon Kodesh. Achman al Tzlan. What do we say?
No, but they don't even teach. I mean, basic word that the brachas they have those. Like I said, basically know what it means, but they don't teach. The Beshita don't teach women how to read Hebrew.
Parashat Bechsav is also Pashtetzel. They follow the Shulchan Aruch. What do you want? They follow the Shulchan Aruch. We're the ones who change.
They might not know what every word of Sfiras Omer.
What? Baruch, they have to know. Atta, Hashem, Sfiras Omer, they know. They have to know what Sfiras Omer means, right? What don't they know? Hayom, Yom, Echad, Lovam. They know what Hayom means. Haint. We'll translate. Maybe. He said they didn't know. What the first part? The Bevada Yitu B'Yom Echad. So what? So they won't.
Retroactive bracha levatalos.
Retroactive bracha levatalos. That's what it sounds like. It sounds like from the Mishnah Berurah, if you look, take it at face value, that's what it sounds like. That if a woman will count mamish 48 nights with tremendous diktuk, kavana, meridik, and she forgets the 49th day because she's so busy preparing the cheesecake or whatever it may be, that she has 48 brachas levatal. So the Mela, why should she start up? You know, it could happen to a man. It could happen to you and me. If we can't afford that. What are we going to do? We have no choice. There's a chiyuv. So we have to take our chances in life. But a woman who has no chiyuv, why should she take a chance? So if she wants to count without a bracha, that's the pashup shot in the reading of the Mishnah Berurah. Is this true or is it not true? That if you count 48 days, you leave out day 49, that's you had 48 brachas levatal. That's a simple read of the Mishnah Berurah. There can be other nafkaminas, Rabbi Osai, for this. Give me a few nafkaminas that you can think of offhand. Anybody? You're all males, okay. Baruch Hashem. That this time you don't have.
If
you know what?
I mean, if you're surgery, whatever. You know.
Surgery case. You have to undergo elective surgery, and the doctors are going to be out. I'm starting the operation at 6 o'clock in the evening. You'll be out for 26 hours. You're going to be out on anesthesia. Serious surgery. So would you count? That's going to be on day 20 of Sfiras Omer. So can I count day one? I already know about the surgery.
Bar
mitzvah case, another very serious question. Who in this room was bar mitzvah in Sphere? Look at that! Three! That's a big percentage, Rav Hashem. Okay? So, in your bar mitzvah in Sphere, the question becomes, may you count the year of your bar mitzvah from beginning to the end with the bracha, yes or no?
Rav
Avadya Paskins, no! I'm looking for, I see, we have your Yabiyahomer in this room, but I'm looking for your Chavadas. Let me have it in this room. Let me have it downstairs.
It's on.
Huh?
It's on
computer. Okay. Good.
Oh, what's the problem?
You want a computer? I'll tell you where it is. Why not? You have computers? I love computers.
So that still wouldn't be a retroactive rachel
about Well, hold on a second. Oh, not a question of retroactive. He says, Mishum Chinuch. But the boy, once he turns 13, in the middle of the sphere, he should stop counting with a bracha. Because why? Because the bracha that he said earlier won't count. Chela Gimel Simen Chavtes. Chela Gimel Simen Chavtes Mechavadas. You able to get it? He passed Gimel Chavtes. Somebody told me, they told me even who it was. Yes, somebody who lives in Riverdale is a Sephardi. He was by mitzvah in Sphira. And from the time of by mitzvah till the end of Sphira, the Pesach got, you're not allowed to count with a bracha. You have to go stand next to your father. Your father should make the bracha. You answer amen and count. They mamish pasta gavavajim. You have been sincere. You count straight with a bracha. Yeah. Who else is sincere? Also, three for three Ashkenazim didn't follow Gavavajim's Pesach. It's not only Gavavajim. They have the Nezer pasta this way. Look at this. Okay. Ve'achas shaklag gadol. Whoa. Okay. Oh, he's rattling off sources. Savik brachas lahakel, the cotton shehigli may have sphere sheyafsik milavarich, the yamshich lisra b'choyom b'li bracha. Ideally, Rabbi is going to be agreed that what they did to have him sit next to his father and answer, oh, man, that's better than without bracha. He can't make his own bracha. Azoy paskin the, that's what he passed. Okay, so it's a shaila, big tumul. He says, Poskim say you cannot because the first 20 days, whatever it was, didn't count. Right? Because it wasn't the mitzvah. You can't have a mitzvah before by mitzvah. Okay. Next shaila of both sides. What if someone thinks that he's not going to be able to count because of aninus? What does aninus mean? What's aninus? What does it mean? Misha meso mutal lefonov. He's also to do mitzvahs, the Pashup Shah. So if he's also to do mitzvahs, the question will be, someone in his, the doctor says, your relative is dying of some terrible disease, he's not going to live another week, impossible. And he's holding it to Pesach now, and he knows that the kavur is going to be in Eretz Yisrael, it's going to take him a whole day, no matter what, he's going to miss a day. Maybe he shouldn't count with a bracha now. Yes?
Can you just count it without a bracha? I mean,
you can always count out a bracha.
So then afterwards, count like, instead of saying the bracha,
you
kind of
miss
the day, therefore you can
continue
on with the bracha.
Ah, I mean, aninus itself, you should even then be able to count. That's the bir halacha that's on the Maram Akoms. Take a look. Bir halacha, the Ramaschil below. Actually, we have to find it. The Ramaschil below. It's on page 192 in the Mishnah Brurus. The low bracha is told in Sif Ches. Kosav v'nar shalom. Mishameisa mutal lefonav v'yechad me'as omer. Yisper v'yom li'acha kvuras meisa v'lo bracha. Oh, that's great. If the kvuras not on that same day. Fine. V'lo domer l'tfilah den mispalad b'toras tashlumin. Kisav yordeh simen shin me'malav. Kevin de b'ikar z'mana havi potter. No. T'hocha l'man d'yomad m'mona yim osaf v'yom. La v'toras tashlumin u d'layla elich yuvan nimshachad yitzov v'esles. Against whom? Rabbeinu Yaakov, Rabbi Yaakov, we saw in the Rav and the Mordechai, he said it's Tashlumin. He says no, Ikas Manas till Shkia. Fine. Mi Yuv Nimshach Kvuros Kol Hayom Biofen Shlo Nishalos Pnai Lisparacha Kvuros Meso Ein Lo Lispar Old Bayomim Aboy Mibracha The Maliim Shachar Lispar Maliim Nifta Lispar Idi Vidi Lo Havet Tmimis Ayin Shom. See, Paskins, if you're in Aninus the whole day, So you can't. So if I would, the one next step from this is, if you know you're going to be on Yisus, so the doctor said your relative is going to die within a few days, so you shouldn't count on the bracha now either. Step further, Rabbi Osai.
If the person who's nitter after the Shas feels serena, right? Is that the meaning?
If he didn't count, he didn't count. What you should do is, if Chalila v'chat, if someone's sitting by the bedside of a relative who's about to die, and it gets dark, what do you do? Say Krishma right away, Sphere, I don't know, all those things, say right away. Don't wait. Maybe you should even do it Beit HaShemashos. Because we saw Medaktikim, you can't take a chance, the doctor says his blood pressure is sinking. Huh? I heard this as a matter of fact from Rabbi Sabalovsky. Rabbi Sabalovsky had exactly this case. You know, he lost his father just now in the middle of Sphere. So he told me, he was looking at the clock. I think he said, as soon as it was Shki, he said Sphere. He was afraid. They said, any minute they said. And as far as after 11 o'clock. Well, the sun set ate something. It was very close. He'll ask when you see him. I think he told me that as soon as it came, as the sun set, he already said Sphere. They don't want to take a chance. And maybe he said, he davened already. Maybe he said, you're Krishma afterwards. You know, I don't know exactly what he did. He started telling me over when I was...
What should you say first, Krishma or Sphere?
I would say Krishma first, because Krishma is the rice and Sphere is the Rabbana. I question the whole Krishma. The first pasuk is the rice. That's a look. It's a love to Shashayla. I don't know. Okay. That's what it sounds like so far, that's what it sounds like. Okay. Hine, mashehichlet the lemad bechayav lisva bayom ain't a mitam ashlama ain't a baruch kolkach. Look at our zeruah. Look on the Rav Yoda we saw in the Mordechai, Rav Yaakov. I own and it's part of my sphere. The Noda Behuda is mistapek. Marshal says an owner is not part of from everything. He tries to put together a couple of svaras. Maybe not part of from sphere. Why? Lo mutrod, lo misbatel bishvil regazub milasik b'meso. And some poskim say an owner is part of Rashor the Kayim. He's a chiddush nifla menorah. You should count without a bracha, and he can count again later on. Because of tremes. And Rabbi Kivega quotes this not a Yehuda. Pilei ploim. Okay, putting together. We oyev mitzvahs lo yisba mitzvahs. You know what it is? If you're not going to say Shema when you're an onen, okay, you'll say Shema the next day. But if you're not going to say Sphere when you're an onen, you're going to miss out the next 40 days. So you have to desperate to find a couple of chumas. Pulled out of his sleeve, not a Behuda, who had big sleeves, very tall, big sleeves. Pulled that out of the magician, coolers. He put together some say that's only a split second, and some say an Onan is Rishoy. Pashas, we don't pass like either of those some says. An Onan is Potter, Mikola, Mitzvahs, and it's also Mikola, Mitzvahs. Very schwer to do it, but that's what he says. What I'll do a step further. A person is not the pshat that the doctor says the relative is going to die soon. He himself is going to die soon. The doctor, my Meister Rabbi Breuer. I got to tell you, Meister Rabbi Breuer, which is an unbelievable Meister. Rabbi Breuer, I heard this from Rabbi Albert, Zichron Lerocha, who was sitting at a dinner. It was that year, the year was 1980. That was the year of Rabbi Breuer's Petira. It was Niftar on Shabbos Kodesh, Gimel Iyar of that year, 1980. Tovshin. Tovshin Mem, right? 31 years ago. Three of his grandchildren who were doctors were with him at Beth Israel Hospital the last day of his life. They were telling someone who told Rabbi Alpert, or this doctor told Rabbi Alpert directly, that they couldn't understand the grandfather, Opa. They would say, Davin Ma'ariv, and they really knew he was very weak, but he Davin Ma'ariv with great gusto, and all of a sudden, he didn't say Sphere, he went straight to Olein. He went straight, he just stopped. He said, Opa, Sphira. So he said back to them, Ich bin nicht rein. I am not clean. You know, if he wasn't clean, no, he didn't want to say Sphira. He wasn't clean. He was clean enough to say Krishma and Shmon Esrei, and then before he turned around, he was. They didn't know what he was saying. What's he doing? What was he telling us? Rabbi Abba was misstoyim. He said the pshat and Rabbi Breuer was like this vart. Rabbi Breuer already knew that his days were numbered. He already knew this was the third day of Iyar It's only the 18th day of the Omer. He's not going to last another month. He already knew it was impossible. He was afraid to be a bracha levatola. That's why it didn't count. Why didn't count without a bracha? Does facing nish, but I don't know. He didn't count. So they thought, but still, maybe he was really losing a little bit. But the story went further. Right, so what's my second part of the story?
About the
key card. Oh. So the right, Breuer lived till 98, and he lost his eyesight at the end. And the Breuer had a famous vort. Ezeu osher asamech b'chelko. Chelko means a part of yourself. He said it about himself. He lost his vision. He couldn't. He's samech b'chelko. He's happy with a fraction of himself. What a vort. What a unbelievable. So they said, he always davened to Hashem that whatever other faculties he loses should be clear in his head till the very end. But Opa seemed a little bit confused. Lunchtime already. He said, what happened? He's davened Shachris, he's davened Musaf, and he had Sudas Shabbos. And then towards the end of the meal, for some funny reason, Opa looked like he lost it. What did he do? Took a piece of challah, and he put it in his pajama pocket, his breast pocket of his pajama. He must have lost a little bit, and he was nifter an hour or two later. So Biapa's like jumping up and down. He was running circles around you guys. You doctors think you know some halacha. He knew the Gemara before she Gemara. Meis b'Shabbos is muktzah. So how do you overcome the muktzah before she Gemara? B'kikar otinok. You put some bread on top of the nifter, and this way it takes away the issue of muktzah. He already knew his time was short. He was afraid to be nichshel or muktzah or whatever, so he put the kikar in his own pocket. He was so clear. Rabbi Abba told me these stories with tremendous inspirement. I always say all these stories of an Adam Gadol who was 98, clear as anything till the very end. Nope. These are all gadolim, Rabbi Osa. These are all gadolim. Not stop. Okay, but nachshel in your name. So if Rabbi Breuer is right, you learned the Mishnah Breuer. Mishnah Breuer said that if a woman's going to forget, it's going to be retroactive brachas levatala. So he started Sfira. He thought he's going to live. Everyone is an optimist. But he got so weak, and he saw that he's already figured out he's not going to live till the end, until Shavuos. He better not count Sfira. That's what emerges from the Mishnah Berurah, as we have. All these nafkaminas exist, Rabbosai, according to this simple understanding. Okay, Rabbosai, anyone with me? Another possibility. We're going to cross the date line. Okay? You're going to cross the deadline. If you cross the deadline, you're flying. Which way? Which way do you miss a day? You're flying west. No? When you cross the deadline, all of a sudden, it's the next day. So what's it did? I was told one of the rabbis in Yeshiva said, if you're going to cross the deadline, don't count from the first. You have a planned trip to go to China, you're going to miss a day, don't start a bracha the first night. It's almost every case you'll be able to count in the daytime. Could be can't count by night. We'll jump from one night to the next. We count in the day somehow. That's only been the average to count by day. You shouldn't put yourself into that matzav initially. Also another manifestation, the paucity of this whole mahalach. Of course, the question is this mahalach the correct mahalach in the Baal Lachas Kedos? Yes or no? So far, all indications are yes. We already saw as a question, we saw it in the Rishonah, we saw as a question, is it all one mitzvah, or is every night a separate mitzvah? That seems to be the Shaila. And let's take a look at the Shulchan Aruch and see how we started over here in Sif Aleph. Let's skip the Sif Zayin and Ches quickly. We'll come back to the other Sif. Shachar lo birach al halayla yisba b'yom b'lo brach. Okay, we saw machlokes about this, so that's what we passed. Sofik brach aslach. Sif Ches. If Shachar levarach b'echad me'ayomim, ben yom rishon ben mishayomim, sofer b'shayomim below bracha. Again, the same shaila. You count without a bracha. Aval em mesupak im dileg yomecha below sofer, yisper b'shayomim b'bracha. Yeah? Who said so? On the side it says, Truma Sadesha. Now it's interesting. Why did Mechaber say, if shachach levarach b'echad me'ayomim bein yom rishon bein mishayom? Why did he say? What's the difference? Bein yom rishon bein shayomim sofer b'shayomim below bracha. What's the difference one night. What's the difference? Some of the Gaonim say that the first day is worse. Take a look at the Sharat Zion Mem Vav. If you didn't skip the first night, Bezeh Das Rov Rishonim to Mechuyev Medina Lisva Shayomim Ayin Betur Uber Hilchos Ritzkeis. So the tour I have, the tour when he discusses this question of if you miss a day, whether you may continue counting in subsequent days, the tour writes as follows. Forgive me for a second. Just one second. Simcha, I'm finishing shiur in 2 minutes. So I'll call you back. I'm supposed to finish at 12:30, no? I didn't realize time flies. There's no watch in front. I thought it was 12 o'clock. I would have gone another hour. I was going to have this phone call. Okay. We'll just finish these 2 minutes and we'll clean it tomorrow. Oh, tomorrow I have to start at 10:30. I'm meeting Rabbi Hartman at 12. Who's the Maral? Not meeting the Maral, I'm meeting Rabbi Hartman, but still, he's a great man. So I have to, all right, it's at 10:30. If anyone else comes tomorrow, you'll want to come. Please tell him 10:30. Okay. So what does it say over here? Rav Sadia Kosav, im shochach bi echad min hayamim yivarach bi yamim shalachav, chutz mi laila rishin, shim shochach v'lo birich bo, shalo yivarach od. First night you're out, otherwise not. What's the difference? If all 49 is one, so what's the difference, Rabosa? What's the difference? You with me? If all 49 is one, you miss one day, you're toast. What about you missed the first day, you missed the second day, you missed the fifth day? What's the difference? It's hard to understand this difference according to the standard pshat. We don't really fully understand it. We don't fully understand it. Okay. Rabosai. Now, if you take a look, even in the Mishnah Berurah, Rabosai, in the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Lamedches, when he explains these shittas, he says, Yisba Shema Baruch, he goes, Svek Sveka. If you're not sure, what's a Svek Sveka? Shema lo dilei klal. Maybe you didn't forget. Im timtza lo mashe dilei. Shema halacha kosan haposkim. Decho yom u mitzvah mifnei atzmo. That means that every single day is a separate mitzvah. What's the implication? According to the Bahag, all 49 days is one mitzvah. Who says svek sveka? He's in the bottom. Pri chadosh. It's true. The pri chadosh is the one I asked you to see it. He's the one who says Svek Svek. So you see, Rabbi Osai, for the Lashon of the Mishnah Berurah, that according to the Baal Halachas Gedolos, all 49 days are not 49 mitzvahs, but rather one mitzvah. That's the Mishnah Berurah, the Shittaso, that if a woman forgets to count one day, all the brachas before are bracha levatala. And if you know you're going to cross the date line, you know you're going to have an operation, you know you're going to be an aninus, you know you're going to die, all those other, you're a cotton. All those situations, you would be not permitted to count with a bracha. That's what it says. The question becomes, is this true? Is this really true? So, Lani is daiti, La Halacha Lamaisa, it's not true. Not, we don't pass like, everything said until now, we don't pass like. That's a pretty broad statement. Everything we don't pass like. We pass in a whole different mahalach in Tmimas. A completely different. I'll just tell you in 1 minute what it is, and tomorrow the whole shiur is going to be on that nakuda, and whatever flows from that nakuda. I heard this from my Rebbe Zichron on the Bracha, and it's printed in his name, and tomorrow's shiur will all be on this topic, which is Tamimus doesn't mean that all 49 days is one mitzvah. No, Tamimus simply means that you cannot skip a count. You can't count 1, 2, 4. Now, I was a math major, so I know you can't count 1, 2, 4. But even if you majored in philosophy or in water skiing, you still know you can't count 1, 2, 4. It's impossible. You have to count 1, 2, 3, 4. That's the chesara. But if that's right, all the dinner we said until everything is going to change. Everything's going to be different. As we shall see, believe that tomorrow, it's svei dinim. This counting b'Torah is mitzvah, and it's also a count which just we would say maintains the continuity. It keeps the count going. Keeps the count going, even if it's not b'toras mitzvah, Rabosai. That's a very important yisod. That's going to be tomorrow's shiur then. Before I end, I just want to say, if there's anyone who's going to be here for Shavuos, wants to walk up to Riverdale, you're cordially invited. We can talk about the details. We have someone who's going to be leading the pack coming up before Shavuos, right? So you'll find a friend there if you want to walk up. It's about an hour walk to my house, approximately. For people like you who walk pretty quickly, I can make it in an hour. So you guys probably can make it even faster. So if you want to walk up at any particular time, especially towards the end, when you don't have to walk back again, so that just let me know. We'll try to make accommodations. Okay? So tomorrow will be the last shiur before Shavuos. So I don't want Erev Shavuos, no shiur, right? I assume that's the fast and ruble, though, the fast. Okay. What about next Sunday? I want to send